Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. Doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbros. That is hims.com/drinkingbros for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a
fucking drinks.
Triggered. I'm triggered. I'm fucking triggered.
Explode your eardrums. Yeah. How'd that feel?
That was loud. Thank you.
You're welcome for that. God damn it. Welcome to Drinking Bros. If you need a safe space, this isn't the fucking place to do it. Turn this off right now and go hide in a fucking cubby hole, you triggered bastards. We got a hot one tonight. About.
It's hot off the press, Ross.
Jared, who's our special guest tonight for the crowd?
Oh,
this is one of your
God.
Fan faves.
Oh, you know, just someone I used to look at on the cover of magazines and stuff like that when I was a teenager. It was Playgirl, wasn't it? Well, Mr. Mike Rooftop Escamilla.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you might have heard of him.
Wait, BMX legend?
It sounds like he rides bikes or something.
Yeah.
I'm used to, at least.
Sounds like he had two wheels of loneliness between his legs.
I have that now.
Man,
that's the aftermath.
Inside joke of a movie that we want to do.
We want to do a gay biker movie, the first ever gay biker movie called Two Wheels of Loneliness.
Two Wheels of Loneliness.
I think I might have already done it. That's pretty much been the last 15 years of my career.
Super depressing right now.
I like it. I bet you there's a lot of dick sucking in the BMX world, right?
Just lately in the
who
else do we have with us here tonight?
We got Christian Schaff, who's a buddy of mine, and we just started a company together, so he came up to have some fun with you boys.
He has really nice hair.
He has
really
great
nice hair.
He has amazing hair, Ross, by the way.
Fantastic. Look, we're thankful to have you guys on the show. Mike,
we're more thankful though, Ross.
Oh, we're thankful for our fucking sponsors.
I tried to steal the segue.
Paul Blart tried to and steal the segue.
What the fuck, man? Come on, man!
You tried to Paul Blart me. By the way, Mike,
years
I got
doing shit, and that's what I am.
I got a couple cards? Bones to pick with you, my man. I read that you were a stuntman for Paul Blart Mall Cop. We will get to that, my friend.
Here's the challenge, Ross. How do you loop every one of our sponsors back into Mike and or BMX?
That's okay, Ross, because I was looking at the Drinking Bros podcast poster here. And I was like, okay, there's Matt, there's Jared. Who's the girl?
Just because I'm pretty doesn't mean you have to call me a lady. The reason why we did all headshots is my dick couldn't fit in the thumbnail. So we had to go with a perfect square. And you want me to tie in the sponsors to Mike? Let's do it. First one up is Havenlock.com. A lot of people say it takes three kicks to get through your front door. No, I'm saying if DMX... was on a BMX and tried to run through your fucking front door, the only thing that would stop him is Havenlock.
If DMX is on a BMX, that is the most gangster shit I've ever heard in my life.
It really is. What y'all really want?
What you really want to do?
He wants to open the fucking front door and kill your family. Instead,
I had no idea what I was coming into today.
Go to Havenlock.com.
Cutting edge of comedy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And this is just a sponsor.
This is a sponsor.
Yeah, we're talking about Havenlock, who they
you're
got
welcome
you got
for my
problems,
brilliance.
But a door lock ain't one.
Oh, no.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. No. So, look, kids, you know the drill. You want to keep your family safe. You want to keep your dog safe. Let's say you have a prize parrot from a rare part of South Africa. Go to Havenlock.com. Get the Haven Mech. Put it on your front and back doors. There's no sexual pun intended, but it could be if you don't get a lock.
Yeah, I was gonna say like,
and, wait, you were telling me yesterday, Roz, who do you think would still be around had they had a Haven Lock?
Oh boy, Nicole Brown Simpson with R.I.P. Ronald Goldman still be alive today.
I think it's bad, Ross. It's really bad marketing for Haven Lock if you call it to close the lock down the back door. Listen, if I'm dating you, I'm getting that back door. So don't wear a fucking Haven Lock in your asshole because I'm coming for it. My tongue's coming for it. My dick's coming for it.
Ooh, yeah.
What else is coming for it?
I got toes and arms and shit. So I don't know. I'm coming for
it.
Exactly. And for all those fathers listening out
there.
Before we go any farther, can I get the link to this so I can send it to my mom right now so she can listen?
Sure.
Oh,
course.
Yeah.
I'll stick a bicep in an asshole. Like,
my mom, exactly. My mom still hasn't spoken to me since episode 100.
So Havenlock.com, bro.
Havenlock.com. You're welcome. If you're trying to stop men like Matt Best from getting to your daughters, go get a lock. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get $20 off the fucking lock. And they're combat. No, they're veteran owned. I don't know if they were in combat, but they could be. They could be.
We'll check on that.
Yeah.
Listen, combat or non-combat, they served their country, you know?
Yeah, so, exactly. Exactly. Next up, we got an energy drink that is not on a BMX helmet, but they should have been. We're talking about StrikeForceEnergy.com. Ride the fucking pill. That's not their spot. That's not their slogan, but it should be.
No, their slogan is we get white people to build the railroads.
Yeah, well.
No, that's Mexicans are building the wall.
Mexicans are building the wall. White people are going back to build the railroads, and we're bringing back coal because Trump's in the office.
Wasn't it the Chinese who built the railroads?
Yes.
Yeah.
But not with Strikeforce.
Not with Strikeforce. And you know what? They would have built them shits a lot faster had they had Strikeforce. Those yellow little hands would have been working on the railroad. Go get some StrikeForceEnergy.com. It's the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch that you'll ever have in your life. It goes in waters, beers, wines, liquids, coffees.
I truly believe that Genghis Khan would have been a better dictator if he had Strikeforce.
Goddamn right he would have.
Like Rome would not have fallen.
Could you imagine if Ross would have been the guy to explain what Strikeforce was to Genghis Khan?
No, he would be Genghis Khan. You're goddamn right, I would.
Just drinking goblets of wine with Strikeforce in it.
And I'm going for that pump shit that Strikeforce is on these days.
Yeah, we love their bottle. We love that bottle.
Pumped.
The pouches
are
cool.
We call that a hunder pump.
It's a hunder pump. It's a hunder pump.
It's a hunder pump.
It's exactly like the old school slushy machines. It goes right in your drink. You don't even have to do shit or tear a package open. One squirt, boom, you're out of there, dude. Yeah, It's like going to your own sexual fetish house. You can get one squirt or two. That's up to you. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com.
Or 100 squirts.
Jesus, always
or 100. Whatever happens, happens. Whatever you're into. It depends on how looking your sheets to get wet you are. But go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every order. They have a subscription, and they ship everywhere in the entire world. Next up, we got CarnivoreClub.co.
Oh, man. That commercial where that girl got eaten by the tiger is my favorite.
It's also not real. You know that, right? It's also not real.
That was made by a fan, actually.
Do you know what Carnivore Club is?
No, what is that?
So they were an early sponsor in the podcast.
They're Canadian.
They're one of the first awesome believers.
Dude. So it's a subscription-based deliverable meats. So you get premium grade like fucking
meats.
Like
salami,
meats,
spicy spreadable pork.
Everything.
Yeah.
And so you just sign up and they send it to you and it's fucking delicious.
Hyena. Pickled
a box
hyena
of meat to your
the
house.
One thing I will say, they don't know how much of a carnivore we are because they would send that shit and we would eat like 4 pounds of meat in one podcast. We'd wake up in the morning feeling like shitty. Like there's two fucking bottles of drank whiskey and like 4 pounds
meat
of meat gone.
And an empty box of meat. And by the way, we destroyed
I had that
so much
salami.
They stopped sending it to me because I was just like, hey man, you got any more of that fucking meat? And they were like, bro. You've had enough fucking Carnivore
you're
Club.
You're gonna put us out of fucking business.
.co, yeah. And guess what? Look, if you're looking for a gift for your dad, your brother, your sister, an illegitimate child, go to CarnivoreClub.co. Get him a box of meat and say I'm sorry. For what? That's up to you to decide. Talk
to
your therapist
to
about it,
sorry?
But send him a box of meat. It is never too late to say sorry, Justin Bieber. Okay. It is not. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off, or the new code Man Up. You get 10% off. Perfect gift for the holidays. You know what else is a perfect gift? It's a little TartarusOrdnance.com. That's TartarUS.
I wish a motherfucker would.
ORDNANCE.com. Look, kids, nobody loves anything more than ammo in their stocking on Christmas morning. Put some bullets in them shits. Really wake up around that fire at Christmas time with just a hard guess of like, hey, is the house going to blow up? Is it going to shoot all my family members? I don't know. But you need bullets in the house for safety. You know who'd still be alive, Jared?
Who?
Nicole Brown Sims. You did made me say it. You fucking made me say it, dude. I didn't want to say it, but you made me say it.
The problem was is they wished a motherfucker would, and then they didn't have any.
I know. And then that motherfucker was OJ. By the way,
like that's a problem with society. You can't wish a motherfucker would and not have Tartarus ordinance, because then you're just in a whole bag. You're up shit creep without a paddle. You know, it doesn't work.
Exactly.
Evan Hafer just walked into the house here. So,
welcome, Evan. Evan, hey, real quick.
He doesn't have a mic. Let's go back to the sponsors. Go get drunk.
Yeah, it's fine.
Evan.
Hey, Jared, I got a fun one for you. Matt was with me, so there's actually proof of this in New York. Speaking of OJ and Tartarus, that night after the Trump episode, where I was shit faced.
This is great.
I woke up in the morning, and Matt and I are sitting at dinner in New York City, and I was like, oh my god. There was an email from eBay on there, which is never good. Late at night.
Ross is like, I ordered some weird shit. And I was like, what did you order that to
Oh,
weird?
No.
Congratulations. You won the signed O.J. Simpson jersey. Our last one left.
You've got a signed O.J.
I have the exact same one that you have. I got the last one off eBay. I don't even know if I was in a competitive bidding situation. I'm embarrassed.
Come on.
It was $200. I just gave OJ Simpson $200.
I just love how when you didn't even tell him, because you got the jersey.
Yeah.
And when it got delivered, your wife texted you and she was like, hey, so Ross, my husband, did you order an OJ Simpson?
He got himself
side
an OJ.
Yeah, Jesse's like, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, yeah, man.
Now we can both wear them.
I know.
Super bad.
We're twinsies. The next premiere, we can both wear them on the red carpet.
Let's knock these sponsors out so we can get weird with our special guests.
Let's do it.
Here.
Let's do it. So go to TartarusOrdnance.com for all your home defense ammunition needs. Also, if you're teaching a tactical class out there, you can get 50,000 rounds. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. Everything is 10% off, and including they deal arms up in that motherfucker.
Is there a lot of those going on? A lot of people out there teaching tactical
class? Oh, well, dude.
If you're one of them and you have to buy like 8,000 rounds, 10% off really helps.
That's a lot of fucking money, dude. How many bolts is that?
I'll be honest with you, I wasn't listening.
Well, hey, welcome to the show. The next sponsor is WarfighterTobacco.com.
Yes.
Smoke them if you got them. If you got them, smoke them. Real men smoke cigars. They don't vape. So go to WarfighterTobacco.com. They're the finest cigars in the land. They're made from the Dominican Republic, actually, with Cuban seeds that are hand-rolled by some of the finest fingers ever to touch tobacco leaves in this great non-nation of ours.
Tiny fingers? Are they tiny fingers?
They're little. They're real little fingers. You can't roll a cigar with a big fat fingers, can you?
Listen, they're Donald Trump hands. They're really small, you know?
He's got normal size hands. Fun fact.
Fun fact. They're presidential, but they're small.
They're presidential hands now.
Yeah, they are. You're goddamn right. So everybody who's celebrating Trump winning, go to warfightertobacco.com. Grab some cigars. They've also got a dope line of t-shirts, which I'm a huge fan of. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off. Last but not least, Matthew, give me the fucking horse noise. Give me the horse noise, please. I need it. Yeah, we're talking about A Night She Cries While He Rides a Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes, written by the most brilliant author of our time or any generation.
It's if you shoved an entire porno.
What just happened?
What? That's a book.
It's a book.
It's a book. Wrote it? It's the greatest book of all time. A guy named Ross Patterson wrote it. The finest author ever in the land.
Will you grab that?
You wrote it?
No, yeah, Ross
did write it. Yes. I'm a special person. I'm an amazing author. I am what L. Ron Hubbard aspired to be before he wrote that other shit. So go pick up A Night She Cries While He Rides
Read the back, Mike.
Is this you
on the cover?
Hold on.
Yes, on the cover.
Hey, Ross, hold on. They have your book.
He's going to read the back.
He's going to read the back.
Just have him read the last quote on the back. Adam, read the last quote on the back.
The last quote?
Yep.
If he doesn't make left of me right now, I'll fucking kill myself.
You're goddamn
right.
One
screams as he presses a knife forcefully into her neck. Are these like true stories?
Yeah.
Of your childhood?
Yeah, they are. They are. And you know, here's the thing. If I didn't tell him, Jesus would have. He would have come back and written another Bible. So At Night She Cries While He Rides to Sea, you can consider that the Bible part two. If you're looking for a new Bible this Christmas, congratulations. This is it.
I like the last thing written. You give these whores an inch. And they'll want, well, I only have another two. This must be your book, Ross.
You give these whores an inch, they want the other seven. No truer statement's ever been said in our lives. Last but not least, Black Rifle Coffee. All the owners are there. Evan's
hey,
there.
Listen,
they're drinking it right Ross, now.
Hey, by any chance, is this like, do you have this on tape?
Yes, he does.
Absolutely. Because
for me, it's books on tape.
And he reads it himself.
Can I download that on iTunes?
Can you give him a sample of how you read this book?
Please? Oh, absolutely. He busted through the saloon doors. Swinging. It's exactly like that.
Can I buy that on iTunes?
Yeah. You can buy it on iTunes. It's on audible.com.
Do I put in Drinking Bros as the code and get 20% off?
Yeah, 40. Yeah.
No, actually, hey, I will gift it to you.
There you go. Good.
He was ripped than a New Jersey teenager triple stacking a month before spring break. That's one of the many highlights of that book.
I feel like our guests are overwhelmed.
No, I had no idea.
I know there's a lot going on, but hey, Mike, we're done with sponsors. Let's get into you. Let's have some you time.
Well, hold on. I'm gonna.
We'll
give a shout out to Black Rifle, the sponsor. You gave it a subtle one, but you know.
They know.
Go ahead. They know. Line it up. Tee it up.
So, hey, no, that's all we want. Now we want to know
Black
about...
Rifle Coffee. It's not a condom.
Yeah.
It's coffee.
Yeah. It's coffee. Let's, hey.
Thank you for the clarification.
Hey, Jared, do me a favor. Give a proper introduction to our amazing, like, one of the most talented dudes that when we grew up, like, idolized him and a badass, man.
Sorry to let you
know. Yeah. Hey, Jared, Jared, shout it from the rooftop. Nail it. Ooh, let's go.
Well, I mean, we had it in the beginning. I mean, I need more. I want more of your story, like how where the tipping point was. You know, I mean, you were.
Yeah, I want to get into.
You were it,
Mike. Mike is Ross. I'm a huge fan as well. I get a ton of questions. First of all, you're not only a BMX legend. You've made the transition into TV. You're friends with Motley Crue. You're living with Kat Von D. You've got a successful Kickstarter campaign. I want to start when you were a boy. Go back all the way to your circumcision. Did you know? What year did you know? I want to start riding bikes professionally.
I mean, I think this is a serious question.
It is. It is.
But no, I don't think it was. It didn't really didn't happen like that. Back then, there was no real pros. When I turned pro, there was 9 American pros.
Wow.
So,
really?
Yeah, there wasn't any. So I think the first contest I went to. I drove in a van with a bunch of other pros that let me tag along. I was 14 or 15. And it was like the first place was $400. It cost more to get there.
Holy
than
shit.
Then you could win. Yeah. So, but then it was just kind of happened. But, yeah, I wish I had a better story. I just.
No worries. Hey, but for our audience, so what year was that? What year did you start?
I mean, I started riding in 91. The first contest, the first real contest I went to was in 1990. Shit, it would have been 94.
And
93 or 94.
Because I'm dumb, so what did you ride in like BMX wise? Like are you
Street.
Okay. Street, yeah. So what is street?
Street's just like, you know, like doing handrails and stuff just in the streets. But I also rode park, which is sort of back then it was park.
So like grinding rails and stuff. And...
But also back then street in contest was street and park, which is just like, you know, anything any ramps. Yeah, and everything under that wasn't vert.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, when you see like a park course, like a skate park, any skate park.
So, vert is like the half pipes and the quarter pipes and those kind of things.
But back in the 90s, street and most times street and park were kind of the same. They were kind of mixed together.
What year was your first X Games, Mike?
96. Because I had torn shoulder for 95, so I couldn't be in the first one. But yeah, 96.
So you were in the second ever X Games.
Yeah, but then I think
you
I've been
win
in
that?
9 or 10. No, I did not.
Oh, why are you even here then?
That's I know. Totally. Weird. I think.
Yeah.
I know,
you were ninth? You were ninth?
I've been in 9 or 10 X Games.
Oh, okay. Ah, okay. What would you place in your second games? What would you place?
I think I might have got fourth.
When was did you get a first place?
Oh, I got fifth. I got a first place in an X Trials, which is there used to be contests all through the year that you need to qualify.
Okay.
Right? But they were all the same people. It just was for less money. But I won.
Was it even televised back then on ESPN?
Yeah, it was televised.
It was. So yeah. All your friends and family at home, they're all excited to watch.
I mean,
you
ESPN
is coming forth.
Not film shit.
No, dude, I know, but you're coming
Ross,
forth.
Ross, you know what we're talking about before the show, because we're shooting the shit, and it was about like kids and like how like. I mean, you got like 5 years on us, but like how we all grew up together, like going out doing shit, like. getting your knees skinned, like living
crazy.
Life. And now it's like this introverted, like, hey, let's fucking watch an iPhone all day. Where you're like,
yeah,
come on,
crazy.
Man.
Kids and, used to, you get in trouble and you had to go to your room. Now you get in trouble and you have to come out of your room.
Right?
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
you
crazy.
Can't play Xbox anymore. Yeah. Before it'd be like, you're locked in with your Nintendo, but I want to go outside,
yeah,
motherfucker.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like where we are possibly growing a nation of incompetent people, and it's our fault.
God, I love
that. Yeah, I think the X Games will eventually become the Twitch Games where we watch people play BMX on fucking computers.
Oh, no. They already the X Games already has a video game.
Oh, you're already fucking, a video game. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not joking. It's crazy. It's
If you hear my foot kick
that
the
crazy
microphone
day for you.
For it's like, crazy the dudes who playing video games make more money than we do.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, exactly. So like someone like you, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier because we were having a little discussion, but like you could do a triple backflip on a BMX and someone would be like,
I mean, in theory, I could.
No, but I'm saying in theory, but like I'm going for it. Yeah. We're like, that is the most legendary move, but then someone on the video game will do a 4 backflip and they're that's engaging.
That video will get a few million views.
Like 20 million
views. And mine'll get fucking 20.
Nothing. Yeah.
We like, always talk about every time I'll put something dumb up or like I was telling the other day is I caught, I had to catch a tarantula, I had to pull it out of this empty pool.
Yeah.
And it got like 75,000 views in like 2 days. And the videos before and after are me like really trying to do stuff. And it's like 6 views, you know, it's like 4,000 views or something. And it's crazy that, I don't know if that's because I feel like people can relate to stuff, but also I think that people can relate to not doing anything. So here's more people not doing shit that I can do. So let's, you know.
Well, that's what we talk about in the Dreamverse podcast, because it's like it's a crazy world we live in, because especially our audience, like a lot of people go out and do a lot of shit, but then we still have the people that like to chill. So
yeah, but
it's a weird median. Yeah.
But it's even weirder now because I try to tell my 15-year-old. I said, look, you have to really pay attention to what you're doing, because especially for kids growing up today, every single thing you look at is an advertisement. TV, Instagram, Facebook, everything is an advertisement for
everything.
What that person is trying to sell you, whether they're who they are, whatever. And I'm like, you have more people who, like, you know, you look at all these outdoor people, all these outdoor stuff on Instagram, but you have to really filter through all this stuff, and the people who are just taking photos, making it look like they're doing it, because it's right. Cooler to look like you're doing it than actually doing it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me. You know, it's baffling that people don't want to actually do stuff. They just want to.
I think you're like, you were in that crossover time where it was like, cause you're still a young guy, like where you went from being like the X Games MTV, where it's like, that was
the most popular
thing. That was the trending social movement.
But before that, I was like 11 or 12 years old and I looked down and I was like, but I got a dick. I better use it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then you fucked a bunch of butts.
That wasn't what I was going to say, close.
Have you fucked a dude in your life?
No, but Christian, I'm hoping he drinks more tonight.
Yeah. Christian, fuck. What are you up to?
I'm sitting over here without a microphone taking a bunch of shit is what's happening right
no,
now.
No, you look like a middle-aged
Well, you're about
Brad
to get
Pitt,
a little more
you know?
Shit.
You know, you got great hair. You can play guitar. We love you.
Christian actually... we met because he sends a bunch of bike riders called Bikes for Baghdad, and we go over and do stuff for the troops. We build skate parks, and like we just got back from a trip. We went to Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and Djibouti in Africa, and we probably visited about 7 or 8 different bases, and we built these 2 troops. So we met a few years ago when he started that with a couple other people, and now we've become friends, and we're doing some other stuff together. But Christian actually, he was in a band. You guys may have heard of it. It's called Nickelback. you think I didn't say Nickelback? I said Nickel Black. He's actually a black man, and they're an African American Nickelback cover band.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we just start that?
Well, no, it makes sense. Like we play guitar together. Like why he's not that good at guitar? Because he played for Nickel Black.
Yeah, Nickel Black.
So he doesn't have a microphone. Because we're weird. I'm sorry.
Here, you can defend yourself.
I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, obviously, I'm the whitest person in the room here. So
the whitest
kid you know.
Oh my God!
Look at Evan.
When he just said that, the other 3 white men in the room all shook their head and said, "What the fuck does that mean?"
I'm like, "Look at Evan Hafer. He's a pasty little fuck right now."
Evan looks like dough.
It looks like
I'm half eaten.
Here, hey Evan, you get one statement on this episode. Here you go.
Yeah, I'm half Heave, but the dude across the from me is, he's like
Asian.
Arab looking. Great, now I'm fucking Aladdin. That's how I got here tonight. My magic carpet. You racist fuck. You look like Donald Trump with a beard and flip-flops. You don't even have to know what he looks like. That's all it is. You don't trust a white man in flip-flops. You know he's going to rip you off.
I never... That's why I don't... Hey, Evan, that is a weird thing. We're both successful individuals. We never wear shoes. What is with that?
Ross.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a movement.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, don't worry. I'll hang out. How many X Games have you won, Mike?
None. Thanks, bro.
Are you fucking
no,
kidding?
No, I haven't won any. I won one of the X Trials, but you know, I've been in a bunch. But you know what? I kind of got over contest quick because I realized I wasn't their guy.
That good?
You were in 10 X Games and you didn't win one single time?
No. I was a lot of bribes.
This is why kids are staying inside, Mike. They have no heroes anymore.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
But no, but I just kind of was the guy who wanted to do like that one trick no one else could do and I didn't care about my runs. But I learned early on that I wasn't their guy because there was contests where I would qualify first, get third place, and they would show Dave Mira or someone else at like all their runs at 10th place and show like 10 seconds of me because I wasn't their character. You know, they're making a TV show, which was fine. Wow. But I ended up, you know, I have a few things, you know.
What? How many tricks have you created?
A lot, I think. You know, I mean.
What's your favorite?
Quickest response. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, just because I grew up in a time when bike riding was at a pivotal moment where things were happening. And back then, we didn't have YouTube. We didn't have all these things. So you didn't know when people were doing tricks. So you had to wait till the magazines came out. Yeah. So when a magazine or something came out, I saw something like, oh my God, people are doing this. And then I went and learned that and 10 versions of it and didn't know that no one else was doing it. Wow. So yeah. So back then, you know, it was a lot of the stuff that in street riding is sort of the basics now is it came from me and my friends, a group of guys in that time era, which is mid 90s. But you know, I have a few, you know, back, I set some world records on the mega ramp back in the day. And
what do you got?
Longest backflip in 360. Since then, I'm pretty sure they've been shattered 10 times over, but you know, for back then it was good.
Hey, those are nice things to be proud of. Way to go.
Longest backflip on a mega ramp? That's arch.
Action figures, a few video games. I was in the Matt Hoffman 1 and 2 video games. Plus, I was a seat character in Sean Palmer's Snowboarder.
Oh, nice.
So it's pro shoes, bikes, a few other things.
That's cool.
Yeah, how did you get to meet Motley Crue, by the way? This is a crazy story.
Well, at the time, Kat was dating one of them. So, you know, I just, you know. Sort of.
Did you read The Dirt? Did you know anything about the band like personally before meeting them?
Yeah, I mean, I knew not a ton, but you know what I mean, like as much as anybody who's into Motley Crue. I'm not really a guy who ever gets too into something.
I'm curious about your Twitter war.
But I meant like I never really like, you know, even bikes now, someone's like, "Oh, what size is your chain? How long is your chain stays?" I'm like, I don't know.
It's 8 inches.
Yeah, it's like
exactly.
It's always 8 inches
from the ground.
How well do you know Kat Von D?
We used to be really close friends.
They live together.
I know this.
Yeah.
So like, I used to have a huge crush on her.
Huge.
Okay. It's a big crush.
Is she crazy?
I mean, I think it's like anything, you know. I mean,
she's a woman.
She's a, you know, but no, I mean,
it's subjective.
You know, we don't speak much anymore, but I think it's like anything, you know, when you're that big of a star and you're that, you know, your life changes and your perspective, perspective on what your life is changed a little bit. So I don't know if crazy is the right word. I just think, you know, she's busy doing her thing. And I'll be honest with you, when you're on a reality television show, and I learned this from that show, you have to really. You know, some people look at it like, well, why don't you just stick around? I'm leaving at 5 o'clock, right? When you're supposed to be over, and everyone gets mad because she leaves.
Yeah.
But you know, after years of everyone taking every minute of your time, you know what I mean? If you don't draw the line somewhere, then those people will take it all and they'll continue to take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I don't think crazy is the right word. I just think like she's living the life that she put herself in at that time.
Like on a weird level of a complete conversation change, like I think Kat Von D, I think, was like the first like pop culture celebrity that like became someone who was super tattooed. And I like enjoyed that because I'm obviously like fucking 80% of my body's covered. So it was kind of cool to see like a very, very attractive female that kind of crossed over to like pop culture
and was talented.
Yeah. She's like, not even like, oh, she's an okay tattoo artist. Like, her portraits, I mean, goddamn, they're world renowned. Like, she's an amazing artist, but then gorgeous and also tattooed. So it's like, appreciate her for her talents and that stuff. So that was a really cool thing for me. But you know, I still want to fuck her in the ass. What?
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Where did that come from, guys?
That's his sister.
That went south real quick.
That's his sister.
Listen, hey, they call me Drake. I'm 0 to 100 real quick, you know?
Mike, what, how did you get on LA Ink? What was the connection there? How did you guys end up doing
that together? We were friends before. She tattooed me a few times. We had Ryan Dunn had introduced us. I need to get tattooed, and Ryan Dunn. We were roommates.
Was he dying to introduce you guys or what?
No, that's not funny.
shit.
He
too soon, Matt. Like too soon.
Shit.
He introduced us, and then we just became friends, and I got tattooed a few times. And I was living in San Diego working on a project with Tony Hawk for a few years. And
I worked with Tony Hawk. Did you have an enjoyable experience with him? I thought he was great.
He's one of my closest friends.
He's fucking awesome. He's a great guy.
Yeah, we've been touring together for 15 years.
It's crazy because you hear so many different people about Tony. Like, I've never heard one bad thing about Tony Hawk.
I mean,
no, not at all.
It's always like excessively positive.
I can't even tell you how much of a nice person he is, and there's so many things about him, especially as a dad, that you're like, I hope I can have those attributes because he's really a really great person.
That one, he put that one video out with his like daughter riding on the skateboard.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so fucking cute. And you had some people on there that were like, what about your daughter's health? You're a bad dad. And you're like, it's Tony Hawk.
Like, if there's anybody that's going to teach you.
Yeah, it's Tony Hawk. Like, and he's just being a good dad. So, that's awesome.
Where you started learning yourself though, right?
I started what?
To learning to tattoo?
No, I just tattooed.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference.
Wait, yeah. Have you
So you're an amateur tattoo artist?
Hold on.
I'm not I just, I tattooed cat twice.
Hold on. Let me put this out there because I made a joke that offended you.
No, it didn't offend me.
I will let you tattoo me on a small level.
Okay, you have a tattoo machine?
No, but we'll find one.
Don't say I'm a tattoo. I literally tattooed twice because I was near. No, three times because I was near a tattoo machine.
That's fine. I'll let you tattoo me.
Well, that was right. Funny because the X
Games. I felt bad, man.
I'll do something good on you. No, I've tattooed four times.
Super small, though.
Yeah, it's fine. That would be good.
Super small.
The X Games.
I'll do a period.
Like XGames.com did an article just about you learning how to tattoo.
Really?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
or they had like three photos of you tattooing cat.
Those are like the three times it happened.
Oh man, look, this could be the new
the new tattoo artist of the century.
If you would have seen what I tattooed.
Tattoo artist of the X Games.
I tattooed my girlfriend. Some of it's her tattoo I tattooed. And then
what was it of?
I can't remember. I think I tattooed part of a lightning bolt on her. And then I tattooed cat twice. One of them that was the word Slutalica, but written like Metallica. I tattooed something else, and then I think I tattooed Dan Smith with my name once because he lost a bet. Oh no, that's because Dan. If you see her on my leg here, if you see this little heart,
so he's gay. Yeah, he's got like a whole calf and knee piece, and then you have a heart.
I have a heart.
The bottom
the word
other
says
part
Dan
ankle.
In the middle of it, and that's because he was getting tattooed, and I wasn't looking at it. That was supposed to say mom. But he put his name in it instead.
That's a boss move.
Do you want to?
It is a boss.
Thank you,
move.
Dan Smith.
Check this out. Since we're talking about weird tattoos, do you see this right here?
Yeah.
So on my wrist, it's a DM. Dakota Meyer, Medal of Honor recipient. I tattooed my initials on his chest, and he tattooed
my
wrist.
That's cool.
Hey, at least you can play it off now and say, "Look, just hit me on the DM."
Hit me on the DM, dog.
Nobody knows.
He can't be like, "Hit me on the MB." You know, that's a little weird. So I think I got that one.
Exactly. Hey, so Matt has always wanted a tattoo of Gary Coleman. So if you could make that happen. No, but I mean, and it just says, what you talking about, Willis?
I could do an actual size, too.
Yeah.
Massive fucking thigh.
Yeah, life size.
Oh, you said I have massive thighs. Thank you. People on the internet think I have skinny legs, which is like crazy because, you know.
It's people on the internet.
You know what surprises? I just like that they're not shaved. I kind of expected a guy like you.
Not yet.
Leg.
Really?
Ouch.
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 Man.
You're so healthy. I thought maybe you ride your bike over there.
No, see, like.
I'll tell you who's not shaved.
I'm not going to say who I am, but I'm here to make America great again. Okay.
Yeah, you are.
That's all I want to do.
You're goddamn right, you are. Hey, Mike.
I don't know what that means.
What happened? There was a Twitter war with Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue. What happened and how did that get shut down?
Oh, you know, I remember. I did. Well, I think it was I was I was, there's a bunch of photos of him obviously on the internet, and I believe I was putting myself in all the photos, you know, like, or putting
with
him
Motley
in all the photos.
Crue?
Yeah, well, like, no, just Nikki Sixx. I was putting myself in all the photos, so like...
Like you're photoshopping?
Yeah, photoshopped myself in him or him, and, you know, so just like, whatever it was, right? But then he tweeted my number out.
Your phone number?
Oh, just... Wow. Like, so this was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, it wasn't really a war, but it wasn't...
You tweet out a man's number, really them some fighting words right there.
Yeah, because I'd had that number for like 12 years.
Oh, man. Not anymore.
And so it got taken down pretty quick because I think he realized like, ooh, that's a little rough.
Oh, dude.
But yeah, but it was cool. I'll be honest with you, Nikki's really stand-up guy, man. I really, he's really, for someone who's, what he's done and like who he is, man, what a cool guy with cool stories and just. Really, really stand up, normal, down to earth guy.
Yeah, their book, The Dirt, is the greatest book I've ever read.
Does it come with books on tape?
It's the best.
Stop asking if I've read books. The answer is no.
Have you listened to the Motley Crue book? It's a life changer.
No, I'll have to check that.
It's
out.
Called The Dirt.
Matt, did you give your microphone away because I said your legs should be shaved?
No, I just gave it away so we can your other guest here.
Gotcha. Awesome. All right.
Yeah, here, if you ever listen to The Dirt, here's what I love about it. They took all four members of Motley Crue, asked them each the same story, and then in every chapter, you got to hear all four versions of that story.
Oh, that's really cool.
And they're all fucking different.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it gets, you want to talk about like the ultimate rock book. There's a story, I'm not going to say which one it was, about them fucking a homeless girl and then stealing her clothes and then throwing her in our back and out in the street.
Whoa.
That I was like...
That sounds like that's probably something that happened on a Catch Penny tour, huh?
Next level rock shit. Every Tuesday. Where you're just like, Jesus. So it's a good book. And I want to get into your Kickstarter campaign because you guys are burning it
Indiegogo
down right now.
Ross. Indiegogo. We are an Indiegogo
thing.
House over here.
Not really. They could give a fuck about us even though we raised $1 million.
Well, right now they care about us.
I know.
I was talking
to
Indiegogo.
So tell us about your project.
Kickstarter.
Tell us about your project and what's going on with it.
All right. Me and Christian can both do that.
Yeah, sure.
Christian, the guy who's in Nickel Black to my left here, he had an idea and he brought it to me and wanted to know if I want to be a part of it. And Christian kind of summed it up that way.
Can we get Christian's last name?
Schauf is my
Christian
last name.
Schauf. How do you spell that?
S-C-H-A-U-F.
Okay. So Franklin, if you can find Christian and pictures of him, we need Nickel Black memes for this episode.
Hashtag
lots of them.
Nickel
Franklin,
Black.
This is all in your court now.
Yeah, we're talking about Franklin Chambliss. Jared tends to forget after 108 episodes. This is an audio show. Everything needs to be explained to the audience. If Jared had his way, he would just rub a piece of Braille against the phone, like one page of Braille against the fucking microphone, and that would be it.
And then drop the mic.
No, but tell us about your Indiegogo campaign because you guys you've tripled it, correct?
Yeah, we're what?
No,
we're
600%. Yeah.
Yeah, we're what, 13 days in?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you give them like a brief summary of what it is?
Yeah, well, generally, so yeah, I've been listening this whole time.
So give it a brief summary, and I'm going to cut you off when it starts to get boring.
Sounds good. Okay. That sounds normal. I think I grew up on a farm. I've been to Iraq a bunch. I've climbed mountains. I've done a bunch of stuff. And then I moved to LA. And I'll never forget. I was driving down the road one day.
How hot all the girls were.
No. And everybody had their flashers on. And I asked the person with me, like, what's going on? They're like, it's raining. And my windshield wipers hadn't even started yet. And it made me realize where society's going and how unprepared people are.
Pussies.
And uncomfortable they are with anything except like a perfect day. So I had a few more things like that. And I was like, I need to protect myself. And I started just researching products out there because I'm like, what do I tell my friends and what do I have? So when this happens, when the earthquake hits or whatever hits, I'm not left empty handed. And there was nothing out there. So we're creating it. Basically, we're creating products that are going to help you in those moments.
So basically what he's saying is we were created a device that gives you Wi-Fi when the electricity goes out. what he's saying is it's basically, you know, I hate to say bug out bag because it's like an emergency bag, but it really is more of something for when that everyday thing happens, you know, earthquakes, floods, electricity goes out, even things that go in your car, emergencies. It's like it's a bag called the 72, and it'll keep you alive for 72 hours and then some. But it really is a all-inclusive kit that you can.
What's inside the kit, Mike?
There's like 32 different things in that kit. So
let's go. Hey, we have time. Let's go over all 32. Go.
Is there a dildo?
Holy shit!
Well, we're making a mat.
You can add what you want.
Kit.
Mike's might
the mat conversion.
Come it comes with a dildo and a razor.
Woo! No,
that's
no.
That's the Matt Best backpack, a dildo and a razor. Congratulations. Yeah,
Hey, whoa. Can that be the title of this? That's the title right there. A dildo and a razor.
And that's this. Congratulations. You've survived 3 days. No, in all seriousness, what's inside the bag? Flashlight, batteries, candles. What do we got?
Well, first of all, the company's called Uncharted Supply Co. So if you want to check it out, if you just look up Uncharted Supply Co. or the 72 on the Indiegogo page, you can see the video and see what it's about. But in there, what do you think? There's all sorts of things.
Yeah, there's 30 things. I mean, we could start with the bag itself. The bag itself's airtight. It'll float you. So you see all these people standing on roofs that, you know, in a hurricane that can't swim away. Like, you just blow air into the bag and it'll float you away. And then on the inside, you know, it's got a plastic kind of exoskeleton that can turn into splints or snowshoes. Once you get inside of there,
that snowshoe thing was really cool. That was one of my favorite parts.
I will give Mike the credit for
that.
Like, that's Mike's idea.
Because I knew the second I showed Jeff Kirkham that, like, he was going to go, oh.
Mike's pretty good at kind of making a lot out of nothing, and you know, the more he looked at it, the more he had ideas.
He's making a reference to my career. Motherfucker.
Way to finish zero again, Mike. No, I'm kidding.
No, but it's got
Standard stuff. You've got food, water. You got a water filter that'll filter 100,000 gallons of water before it has to replace.
You got an air filtration mask, a goggles that'll fit over your regular prescription glasses. But also, I mean, you've got radio, USB chargers. You've got a
flashlight, waterproof flashlight,
fire starters,
knife, axe, you know, shovel.
All the things you're thinking. But what we do have that other ones don't have is we have a very concise, them put away very, very in a very concise manner, directions for anybody who doesn't know what they're doing. Because what happens in an emergency? You just kind of lose
freak.
It's like you took a mind eraser pill. So you can open this up, and it's got all the directions right there, put away for you, and it's available to you for anyone to use, and it really is a very emergency-friendly kit. As you can tell right now, the two people who run this show are on their phones texting. That's how interesting this shit is. Oh, there you go. There you go.
Oh, yeah, look at Evan.
Not Donald Trump with a beard. He's in the corner and he's got.
Video. This is a great product, actually. I'm surprised. Usually we have, you know, idiots on the show, friends of Jared's who are like, oh, hey here's a fucking Yellow Pages protector, you know, in case it rains on your Yellow Pages.
I get a lot of people asking me to be a part of stuff or what I think of stuff. And usually 98% of it, I'm just like, oh, please just don't call me back. But when Christian showed it to me and what he wanted to do, and then we sort of refined it. I really think this is something that should be in every household. You know, I really believe this will protect your family in the time that you need it. Hopefully you never have to use it.
I'll say right now, I got that email. You told me I was going to get an email from you. I got the email. I got halfway through it before I was already halfway across our building to go show the Ready Man guys.
Yeah, and they
loved it today. Yeah, they were really excited about it.
And you know, they put you guys out in their email blast the next day, and like it was just.
I knew
Uncharted and Ready Man would have a really good synergistic relationship.
I mean, we've had a great response. We're on J13. We're about at 150K in 13 days. And I mean, that's just off word of mouth. You know, we haven't had really any too giant press yet.
No, nothing.
So if anybody's out there, let us know. Hey, well, we're on our way over here, and I said, hey, we're going to eat later, and then we stop at the gas station for him to get a sandwich out of a pre-made sandwich. I show up, there's a gun on the table, pre-made sandwiches, and then they start just talking about whatever it is they do here. I was like, fuck. This is going to be a long night. Get the bag. Christian, go get the bag out of the car.
Get the fucking bag.
But for real, go over to the Indiegogo, check out the video. It's a 4-minute video, and it'll pretty much sum it up. If you don't like it, I mean, the video is entertaining.
Honestly, I think a lot of Ross, you watched it. A lot of our listeners are going to love this thing. I mean, I love it. Like, Matt loves it. Evan loves it. Evan bought one.
I mean, and actually today, things changed on a site where we reached a stretch goal. And we're doing something very cool for the holidays. Do you want to tell me what that is, Christian?
With the jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a second product, and we're calling it the Hideaway. So it's about the size of a baseball packed up. It's a waterproof, like a windbreaker. But what's cool about it is we have 10 panels in it you can fill with leaves or newspaper or anything basically dry and kind of...
They can insulate.
Yeah, they can insulate. and it turns into a super warm jacket. So we like showed this to Ready Man guys, and they were like, "Does this come in camo? Because we want to buy it right now."
But when you hear that, you're like, "Great, I have a jacket full of leaves. That's what I need." In my life. But when you look at it, you're like, "Wow, this is a jacket that I could put in my glove box and or wherever, and I will always be okay."
And I'll tell you what, I'm sure the Ready Man guys told you, you know, they have a great. We all have a really good relationship with BattleBox. Mm-hmm. So
Battle what?
BattleBox.
What's that?
That is a subscription box for survivalists, tacticians, things like that.
I should know that.
They have I want to, and don't quote me on this, BattleBox. I think well over 20,000 members that are receiving a box a month, and the products that you guys are making, I honestly like. I think by Friday you're gonna have some phone calls.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, you know, that'd be amazing.
And even by our audience, Roz, you know, I mean, look at some of this stuff. They're going to love it. And it's perfect for them.
And I'm sure a lot of your audience is military, right? They probably have a lot more training than normal civilians. And, you know, to be honest, this was more like for those guys' families, right? When they're gone, it's like, what do you give your girlfriend? What do you give your kid? What do you give your wife? So, you know, like when you're gone and something happens at home, they're going to take care of themselves.
Especially me being a new dad. I got a three-year-old, but you know, I travel a lot doing all stuff. So if something was to happen, at least I know it's enough time for me to get back.
Well,
to them, you know?
Even though on a real level, you know, I've been to SEER school. I've been to survival school.
Yeah.
I did 14 years in the military. I still cannot make a fire by just smashing rocks together. I need a fucking flint or something like that. So it's like these tools are good even for the trained.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's things you still need in a situation, but it's things that because we're trained, we'll immediately think to that stuff. But this bag has it.
And here's the thing. The guys we worked with, like my buddy Eric Meyer, he's a pilot. He's a mountain climber. He's been up Everest 6 times. He's been up K2. He saved like 11 lives on K2 in the deadliest day in mountaineering history. So he's a doctor. He's like, hey, here's the stuff you need. And you don't have to go and spend 2 days on Amazon trying to find the right pieces, right? Like we did it. All you gotta do is pick it up and you're good to go. I think that's really a nice thing about this.
Yeah. No.
This is awesome. No, that's fucking great. So hey, let's do at the end of the show here, let's do a survival top 10. Just a quick, we're gonna go top 10 questions between the two of you guys. Are you ready?
Okay.
If you're stuck on an island, you have one comedy movie to take. What do you take?
I'd probably take Step Brothers.
Striptease?
Oh, nice. What do you got?
More of a horror.
Well, Mike went with Striptease.
Yeah. The comedy? I don't know. Of course I'm going to take Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Oh, God damn it. I can't. You are stunned for that.
Yes. Me and Mike are besties.
Kevin Kill James, me. Fucking. There's a longstanding loathing on this end from Kevin James.
He's a great guy, too. No, by the way, he is legitimately a awesome human. First day we came
good
in for him. To read the whole script, he knew all our names. He was like, hey, what's up, Mike? How's it going?
Wow.
That's pretty cool. I mean, we were just nobody.
That's a lot of work.
I mean, he knew like all the dudes, like all of us action guys. He was like, hey, Mike, great. Thanks for coming.
Nobody
and
here
I've
still
seen
knows
him.
My name.
I know. I don't even know. Who are you?
That's Christian.
Even every time I run into him every few years, I'll see him and he's just like, hey, Mike, how's it going? What is like really stand-up guy.
All right. Let's go drama next. Question number two, drama. What drama are you stuffing in your bag for survival?
For survival?
Yep.
Drama movie?
One movie. One drama movie. What's your favorite drama of all time?
I don't know.
Man.
That's a tough one.
Maybe I'd take like, does Braveheart count?
Yeah, Braveheart's awesome. That's a fucking great
totally
one.
Totally counts. Might get me fired up enough to like stick around another day or two.
You could probably even look at ways that they build tools and stuff.
Yeah.
I would have said
Castaway. I would have said Castaway. That's just off the top of my head, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I'd take
to
it.
To survive?
That one did cross my mind. I passed on.
I don't think I'd
drama
take
drama. Would just depress you.
Yeah, dude. It would
you're
just
already
be too
in
real.
A shitty situation.
The fuck's wrong with
all right, you? So you're passing on it. You're passing on it. We're going to go to the next one. Item number three. Fast food. One fast food item. What do you got?
A fucking taco.
Like a Jack-in-the-Box taco?
No. See, that's a problem. See, I can't do fast food taco.
Every time I hang out with Mike, we end up at some super seedy Mexican restaurant. The last time we were at had like an 8-foot tall seahorse with a cowboy riding it painted on the wall.
We didn't even know
what we were eating.
Every time we go out, we're like, oh, let's get some food. And we're always somewhere. And I'm like, oh, I found a place. And it is usually the sketchiest B-movie Mexican place you've ever been to. It's like fucking.
We just moved from El Paso.
It's like Dusk Till Dawn. That's what every time I go into. Looks not, you know, looks like a pyramid in the front, you know, but it's sketchy.
All right.
I love McDonald's, you know.
I do
like,
too.
Honestly, I'm double fucking, that's cheeseburger. Disgusting. Like, I never eat it, but.
That is disgusting.
If I got one.
No, I literally won't eat McDonald's even in other countries.
Doubles too much.
I thought you guys just ate.
I don't even think
that's
meat.
Company out of meat. What happened?
What's? Oh yeah. No. I mean, it's to the proportions. To the proportions.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Next question. We're not doing too good on this.
All right. So McDonald, one mode of transportation. What are you taking? Are you going to take a Segway from
hang glider?
Paul Bart or skateboard, BMX bike, plane, car, truck. What are you taking?
I guess I have to say BMX bike, but wait, I'm stuck on an island.
Yeah, if you have a plane, you just go home, right?
Yeah, what the kind of stupid answer is that?
Well, you can't fly. Can you fly the plane? Can you fly that plane?
I'll tell you what. I'm stuck on an island long enough. I'll figure it out.
I'm going to change my drama.
I think we have
flight.
We have a pilot. We have a pilot instructional manual in that bag.
One frozen pizza. What do you got?
Oh, pepperoni and sausage.
Nah, but is it DiGiorno's? Is it Totino's?
DiGiorno.
Is it? Okay.
Stuffed crust.
It's whatever one that shows up at my house and I don't have to go get.
That's delivery, right? Not
that's delivery. Oh,
DiGiorno.
Sorry.
That's delivery. That's not DiGiorno. That's
well,
not
whichever.
DiGiorno.
If I was going to pick it up before I got to the island, it's whatever one my girlfriend got. I just don't want to go do it. Is that another shitty answer? You're really bad.
No, that answer's fine. That answer's fine.
Go over here and talk shit. Fuck you. No, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
What do we got? What else we got, Ross?
Whatever. That's like question like six. I don't know.
Four guys.
You're. Yeah, I know. I could hear you and Evan chatting in the back like ladies the whole time, though.
We're chatty catties, you know?
Yeah, real chatty Cathy's. All right, next up, one item from Amazon. One item from Amazon. What do you take?
That could be anything.
Shit, we're back.
It could
we're
be
back.
Anything. It could be anything.
One item from Amazon?
Totally.
One item from Amazon. Just one.
Probably like a 18-foot rigid inflatable boat. So
right.
I can get the fuck
right.
off
like
this
it.
Island.
I like it. What else?
And I'm gonna order two paddles.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Mike. You're gonna be 2 miles into the surf and go, all right, this boat wasn't a good idea. I needed an outboard to go with it.
Look.
Okay. Hey, number seven, one musician, living or dead, who do you take on that island?
Oh, Christian Schaaf from fucking Nickelback.
what about you, Christian? Who do you take?
Man, I'm trying to think about that.
That the you, by the way, that's,
Chad,
that's so.
Ta- Chad,
hey, that's
Taylor
so when,
Hanson.
Oh no, that's so when the way
Taylor Hanson.
I would take Taylor Swift. Is what I would take.
She sucks. The only reason I take
she
you is because he's so white. That when they came to rescue us, they wouldn't think I was a native and just kill me.
I would take Hillary Duff. I would take Hillary Duff.
She's
counts
nice.
As a musician.
Over Taylor Swift.
Taylor
what?
Swift. What? There's nothing good about Taylor Swift.
Evan's
she
giving
looks like
me a,
the most rigid.
Evan's giving me a fucking shame look right now. What?
What's wrong?
No, I'm talking about Hillary Duff. You gave me shame over there.
Why would you? What? Why? Taylor Swift, she's not hot, nothing about her.
He
she's
just
like
said
a,
Taylor Hanson.
She's
so
like
I
a
said.
Broomstick with bangs. That's what she looks like to me. No?
Okay.
All right, last
okay,
question.
Okay.
That's got to be like nine.
All right. This is nine. What? One actress. Who is it? Who you got?
Selma Hayek.
Really?
Okay. All right.
Kate Mara.
Selma,
Kate Mara.
Hey, is Selma Hayek from like Dusk Till Dawn or from any older movies? Oof. Yeah.
Dusk Till Dawn's a good one. I like Dusk Till Dawn. That's a great Selma Hayek age right there.
Yeah, or no, from Desperado. That's probably a little bit. She's hotter in Desperado.
Yeah.
Who's the chick we were just watching
the
surf
same,
movie?
About
on
a year
flight.
Apart. So you're still looking
Blake
at same
Lively.
Selma.
Yeah, yeah. Same Helma.
Oh.
You said Blake Lively?
I mean, I'm just.
You
yeah,
said Blake Lively. I did accept it with Blake Lively. All right. All right.
What about,
last
wait,
question.
What about
who
you,
wins,
you,
who wins on this island?
I said Kate Mara. If I'm taking. I'd
Kate
take
Mara,
Kate Mara.
Yeah.
Because Kate Mara and I would be great together. I mean, can
like Kate Mara from like The Shooter, that Kate Mara?
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. No, more Kate Mara from American Horror Story.
Oh God. What about like 127 hours?
That's a good one. No, well,
I kinda
I didn't watch that movie.
The Shooter, I think she's pretty good in The Shooter.
Yeah, yeah, she's really good in The Shooter.
All right, last question. Who wins on this island if you guys had to kill each other? You or Christian?
Probably me, because I know Mexican judo.
That's true.
Do you know what Mexican judo is? You don't know if I got a knife.
Towards
you don't know
somebody?
If I got a gun. You don't know what I got, motherfucker.
I drug Mike up Mount Baldy one time. All I got to say is all I have to do is go up a hill and I'm going to put some distance between us until I figure out what to do.
Zero to mountain. This Christian can go zero to mountain, Ross.
All right. Zero to mountain. Thanks for playing, kids. At this point in the show, we got the Drinking Bro of the Week submitted by Jake Mansberry. He wants to nominate Brandon Rumbaugh for Drinking Bro of the Week. He's a local veteran to his hometown in Southwest Pennsylvania. He became a double amputee after triggering a secondary IED while trying to help a fellow Marine that stepped on the primary IED. He now does inspirational speaking and is trying to make steps in helping the homeless veterans in the area. Last week, Mr. Rumbaugh raised over $27,000 for a veteran's place in Pittsburgh. That is an amazing submission. Thank you, Jake Mansberry, and cheers to Brandon.
Cheers!
Cheers! Oh, yeah. Cheers! This is a fun one, but with that, for Crushed Mr. Matt it. Best, Ross Patterson, Jared Taylor, cheers. Evan Hafer, our special guest Christian and Mike, we are out of here. I'm leaving you with a new hit single, Waffle House Waitress.
Hit him, hey,
Hello
hey,
World!
Ross, hit him with that Waffle House.
This song goes out to all my Waffle House waitresses all over the world. Because I like my waffles fresh, not aggro. Me and my Waffle House waitress, we getting naked. I order eggs with a side of bacon. I can't take it the way she wears her apron. Her paper hat makes me go in. My Waffle House waitress, we getting naked. I order eggs with a side of bacon. Fresh out of bed, had all my haters, time to stop my moaning. Jump in my Jeep to Waffle House, you know my mind is zoning. Peek through the window and I see my favorite waitress. And hand them country ham and eggs for a little while. I grab my favorite table and then she comes and greets me. She got some OJ and some coffee and that famous sweet tea. After she takes my order, she chases side to side. But unlike the anthem at Kaepernick, my jeans slowly rise. She blows a kiss and walks away and then I peace my chef. This ain't the grotto in the mansion, but I feel like heaven. And when I see them sausages sizzle, that scissor up drizzle, I want them patty melts from Texas in my solar plexus. To go John Wilkes on that booth. She shakes her head and says, Ross, you ain't that type of fellow. There ain't no fighting at the black and yellow, black and yellow. So I just nod my head, give them the evil eye. Channel my inner rage into a slice of a Maggie's pie. When my brain is scattered, she smothers and double covers me. Late night after work, she brings me home the bacon, chicken, cheese. And if I'm feeling sick and I start to get illy, she'll cook up a pot of Bert's Best bowl of chili. Waitress, we getting naked. I order eggs with a side of bacon. I can't take it the way she wears her apron. Her paper hat makes me go in. Waffle House waitress, we getting naked. I order eggs with a side of bacon. I can't take it the way she wears her apron. Her paper hat makes me go ish. Oh, you want me to kiss your grits? Ma'am, that's all you had to say.
Ooh. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.